was written by Reb Moshe Kordiver. Moshe Kordiver, Zechatayi Kuvrocha, was the Rebbe of the Arizal in Kabbalah. He taught in Kabbalah. And there are many of the Sfoim of Reb Moshe Kordiver which are very difficult in Kabbalah. The esoteric issues, very difficult topics, Paradis Rimonim and other Sfoim on the Zohar. The Maila of Toma Devora is that, especially in Perik Aleph deals with one particular Yisoid, which is the Halacha Bidrochov. The rest of it, there are another nine Prokim as well. The Ikar part of the Sefer which we're going to do is Perik Aleph. Perik Aleph deals with one particular theme. The theme of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves, that we must try and emulate his ways. That's the message behind the first chapter in particular. But maybe we can explain why I chose this sefer, because in Chodesh Elul, which is Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li, I am for my beloved, and beloved is for me, meaning there is a mutual affection between the two, between Klal Yisrael and Borei Olam. That's the idea behind it. Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li, and that's the Kuvim which are on top of the Orim. Interesting though, if we look at Toma Devora, that we are supposed to emulate the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the two Kuvim actually were identical. They faced each other. So maybe that's perhaps a remez that we must copy HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, be similar to him. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. It's not just the closeness and the embrace which they had together, but the theme is that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves, we emulate back. That's the idea of the Kuvim between each other. And that's the Chodesh Elul. Gaining a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not just a closeness to recognize the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's more to it than that. There's also the concept of changing ourselves. If we ourselves become more closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we learn his ways, which is the mitzvah really of HaLachta B'Drochov, then we ourselves become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through emulating his ways. The basis of this, of the mitzvah of HaLachta B'Drochov in the Rambam, I'd like to read it out to you, is in Mitzvah Ches. In the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvos. HaMitzvah HaShminiti SheTzibonu L'Hadmois Bo Yis'ale. We are commanded to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'fi Yecholteinu. And that's from the Pasuk V'Halachta Bidrochov. You must go in his ways. U'kvar Kofal Tzibui Zeh B'Omad L'Leches B'Chol Drochov. U'bo B'Feirush Zeh Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hu Nikor Rachum Af Ato Hei Rachum. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum, so also we should be. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikor Chanun Af Ato Hei Chanun. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikor Tzadik Af Ato Hei Tzadik. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikor Chosid Af Ato Hei Chosid. V'zeh Loshon B'Sifri V'zeh Nichbar HaTzibui Hazeh. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves, we are B'Yosov, and we must emulate him in his ways, in Rachum, in Chanun, and that's the basis of this Sefer. This Sefer is based on that. The other Pesukim as well. Achrei Hashem Elkeichem Teilechu, Uvo Befeirush Gam Kein, She'inyonu Lahadmois, Bepulois, Hatoivois, Vahamidois, Hachashuvois. A person should copy those ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves in, and that's the derech of a Halachta Bidrochov. Having said that short introduction, have a look at this Hakdoma, which is written by Reb David Goldberg, whose Oshishiva tells us, in Cleveland, and he wrote a magnificent Hakdoma. The Peirush which I'd like to use in this shiur is the Peirush of Rav David Goldberg. I'd like to use this sefer. Let's see what he says in the introduction, because he lays down the theme behind Balachta B'Dochot. Ha-sefer Toma Zavoyra La-Beinu Moshe Kodivero Zetzal Hu Kuloi Miyusad Hu Peirush Amitzas Balachta B'Dochot, to be similar to the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. וכדי להבין עומק יסוד מצווה זו, יש לבאר הפסוקים במקומות שונים שהוזכרו חובת הליכה בדרוכו וסבורך. In order to understand this yesod of הלכתו בדרוכו, we must explain the yesod of, in different makoros in the Torah, different references, where we find the mitzvah of הליכה בדרוכו, following the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings from the Sefer Chofetz Chaim Avas Chesed, where the Chofetz Chaim brings at the end of the introduction to Avas Chesed the following. B'shroisha Mekoymos, the Perik Parshas Ekev, Ksuvah HaMitzvah Shel V'Halachta Bidrochov. In three places, in Parshas Ekev, you find the words V'Halachta Bidrochov. HaRishon, V'Shomarta Es Mitzvah Hashem Elokecha, L'Oleches Bidrochov, U'Lira Oysai. Look carefully, Rabbi Oysai. The mitzvah of Haleches Bidrochav comes before Yira. Laleches Bidrochav Ul Yira, I say. That's the first Makar. Laleches in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you'll reach Yira. Hasheni, the second Makar. Ve'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Alakecha Sho'a Me'imach, Ki Im Liyira Yisrael Hashem Alakecha, Laleches B'chol Derochav Ul Abba, I say. Look carefully. Here, in this case, the words Vaaleches Bidrochav comes after Yira and before Ava. Notice carefully, again. Liyiras Hashem Alakecha, Vaaleches Bichol Drochav. Once you have Yira, then Vaaleches Bidrochav, Vaalabo Yisrael, Vaalabo Yisrael Hashem Alakecha, Vaalabo Yisrael, Vaalabo Yisrael, Vaalabo Yisrael, meaning, after you have Yira, there's still Halicha Bidrochav. Vashlishi, says the Chofetz Chaim, in Parashat Ekev, Ki im shomar tishmun eskal mitzvah hazois, asher anoichem mitzvah eskhem la'asoisa, la'abo es Hashem alakeichem, after you reach Abba, la'leches b'chol d'rochav. And here you find a strange situation. Halakta b'drochav to reach Yira, after you reach Yira, v'halakta b'drochav Abba, and then again v'halakta b'drochav to reach Dveikus. Umor na Chofetz Chaim, Zitzal, b'psicha l'sefer Abbas Chesed, and he brings from the Chofetz Chaim, Heir lama shinsa ha'toira shebitchila kosuv halicha bidrochav koydem yira. First of all, it says the words halakta bidrochav before yira. The second reference is halicha bidrochav acha yira, b'koydem ava, after yira and then after before ava. And the third reference is halicha bidrochav acha ava b'koydem advekus. Utzrichim lahobin tamashinim. Why does we have the changed order here? Why do we have halicha bidrochav following the ways of Hakadosh Baruch Hu to reach yira? After Yira again, and then after Ava again. Each one is preceded by Valachta Bidrochav, and then you have the mitzvah. Al Chofetz Chaim says Al Kosav, and this is what the Chofetz Chaim brings down. The Vayabazer. Benira Deyesh Gimel Madregas Va'avodas Hashem. There are three dalgas in the way a person grows to become an Eved Hashem. Hayira, Lamala Mizeh is Ava, or Lamala Mizeh Hadvekas Hashem. Three different dalgas. Yira, Ava, and Dvekas. The difference between Yira and Ava, a person understands. One is fear, and one is Ava, is love. The Achilat Bein Ava and Dveikus. What is the difference between Ava and Dveikus? Who? The Ava Nikreis Afilu Kisha Misoire Beliboy is when a person has a Hisoirus for Ava Hashem Bipokim, occasionally. In other words, he sees a beautiful view, or something wonderful happens to him, so then he reaches Ava Hashem. That's Lipokim, occasionally. But a person who has Dveikus, Mikre ima Ava Tekua Beliboy, Tomi, that's much more. That is the stage where Dveikus is even continually in the heart. Not just occasionally, but Dveikus is higher than Ava, because Ava is occasional, but Dveikus means a continual feeling of Dveikus, of closeness to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Can you just turn it off a second? Just let me get the end of Hilchos Tshuva brings down in Perek Yud. He brings this definition. There are different levels of reaching Tshuva, to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rambam, a person should be separate himself from Notzim Ben HaKlolos HaKsuva BaTorah, and then be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Moyu La'avoid HaShem Al Derech Zuh. A person only does it because of fear of what might happen. She'avoid HaDerech Zuh Hu Oved Mi'ira. That Yira Ve'ein Malas HaNevi'im. Just being scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of an Oynesh of what might happen to a person is a lower level. Below Malas HaChom. That's not a high level. A higher level is Ha'oved Me'ava Oisek B'to B'mitzvahs V'horich B'nesivas HaChochma Lo Mipnei Dova Shavolim. Not because of any ulterior motive. Lo Mipnei Yira Saro G'dei Leida Le'oshad. Not because of reward or he's scared of a punishment. Elo Oisar Asa Emes Mipnei Shu Emes V'soif HaTorah Lovoi. A person following the Torah because it's the truth. He's close to the truth. Umala zuhi mala gedola adba oid. It's a very high level of reaching tshuva, not because you're scared of what might happen or because you want a reward, because it's the right thing to do. Ve'en kol adam zeichu. Not everybody reaches that. Who did reach it? Avram Avinu. Sheko HaKadosh Baruch Hu oy havai. Avram was called my beloved one. Lefisha lo avad ela me'ava. Ve'hi hamala shetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu v'yahafes Hashem Malkecha b'chol avavucha. That's a very high level to reach that level. And then the Rambam goes up and says, "The Ketzad here Ava Haruya. What is the highest level? She Abes Hashem Ava Gedolei Yisrael Rava Admazoi, which is very firm. Firm person is fixed in Ava Hashem. He's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad Shetiyeh Nafsho Keshura VaAva. He's bonded. He's close. He's aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. V'nimsa Shoygeh B'Tomid. He's continually going over the Ava. He's continually thinking about the Ava." He doesn't have a second free. He's continually thinking, what does Hashem want at this point? Why did this happen? He's thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. Like a person who would be, for example, Shoigeva Tomid, like a person is close to, like a woman, if he loves a woman so much, he's continually thinking about her. B'shivta ben b'kuma ben b'shashu oicha b'shoise. Yosem is there, tiyah Abbas Hashem, but more than that, is Abbas Hashem. Shoigim b'tomid, continually thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'cholavah b'chol nashrecha. And that's what it means, kichoylas ava oni, which is all what Shir Hashim is about. That is called Vekas Rabbi. So that's a high. Avo is occasionally, but continually thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In all situations, in all challenges, in all difficulties, in all simchas that you have, to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times in that way, that's the Vekas. Now, let's look back at the Chofetz Chaim, what he says here. He brings the. And now we can understand the order of these changed words. Why Halicha B'dochah comes before Yira? Why it becomes before Ava or why it vapors. Look at this. A person reaches no level in Torah and mitzvahs except if a person goes continually in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very sharp words there. In other words, it's not enough just to learn Torah. A person has to act in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Learning itself is one thing, but it must create a practical application. What is it? And that's why it says in the beginning of Parshas Ekev, that's the first stage. Halicha b'drochav leads to yira. You need to have halicha b'drochav to follow in the way to be rachum and chanun, kind to people, merciful to people, accepting people, not judgmental people. The achakach gila lona akosub oy parsha chamishi. The afilu achashe hisigir. Even after a person reaches Yiras Hashem, lo yachsho benafsho ato royuli rak lisboine konyamechai beinyeli hayira. But all I think is now, if you reach Yira through halicha b'drochav, then I've reached the point of oyim was Hashem. And all I have to think about is Yira. No, you didn't arrive yet. How do you reach a higher level? Further following in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, further being rachum and chanun, and kind and generous and forgiving, all these qualities which we know in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we say in the 13 Midas, which we're not talking about Hashem Hashem Rachum Chanun, we're talking about the 13 which the Talmud Torah is based on, is the pasuk in Micha, Mikel Kamoicha Noisa Ova in the Over Apesha, which we say on Yom Kippur Mincha after Yonah. We say those pasukim Mikel Kamoicha. Those are the 13 midas which the Talmud Torah is based on. That the 13 midas you see in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the great mile of learning Talmud Torah is that you learn who Hashem is, what his qualities are, and then he translates it over into personal behavior. Let me give you one example. The first one, for example, in Talmud Devarim, is Mikael Kamoichon. He brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incredibly forgiving. He suffers a tremendous amount. He keeps on giving and giving. He's an elbowing. He's always disgraced, and yet he keeps on giving all the time. He gives an example. You'll see it when we start the Sefer Mitzvah Hashem, maybe next week or the week after. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue who gives karach to the murder? Who gives karach to the ganav? How does he continually do it? How does a person have karach to talk Lashon Hara? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him speech. That's an elbow. He suffers and yet he continually gives. He doesn't stop giving. And Reb Goldberg brings down in one of his ha'olas, I noticed that what happened the day after the egel about food in the midbar? They still received the mon. Even though they'd done the chet ha'egel, the next morning there was mon there. Which is an incredible thought, if you think about it. They just made an egel azov, and yet the next morning there was mon for them. It's one of the rais he brings down. When they crossed the Yamsuf, the pesel micha, someone took out a pesel from Mitzrayim. So at the time of a great nation. Yes, in other words, so still you see that even at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being embarrassed, or he was suffering from the Avelis of Kleistel, nevertheless he kept on giving, he kept on looking after Kleistel. That's called an Elba, and that's one of the qualities. And therefore, the Talmud Devar brings out, you'll see later when we start the Sefer, that when a person is insulted or hurt by somebody, or challenged in a certain way, still to give to the person, and that's a very high mile. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We keep on doing aveilus lo aleinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps on giving to us. That's the nature of halachta b'drachah. Mahu af atzov, and we have to try and emulate those ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how you reach the second level of Ahava. Now look further.
Person
reaches Ava. More, you have to go value. It's only in the ways. Yeah, obviously, the person has to learn Torah, but in the personal behavior of Rachum and Chanun, that's how you reach Ava. The Hainu Liyos Rachum Megoyim El Chesed. As we see in Parashas Eikel, ulekach hikdim halicha b'drachav kodem avo, va'achar kach b'parashas Shvi'i hoisif hakosav oid lanu leima. The af mishezochah lemadregas ha'avo, and even if you reach the level of avo, ubavada ha'isha hu nivdal minyanei ha'olam, certainly that person is separated from the world. Legamre lo yachshav benafsha. Now the person shouldn't think, moyuli this brain name, but all I have to do now is learn Torah and think about avas Hashem. Kadesha Eskel Yos Dobik Vashem Betamidus, Zeo Emes, Haika Alkane, Eini Tzorich Levalos, this man Kladli, his Taka Beinyan Itzavos, I don't have to think of anything else. No. But Azeba Hakosova Oma Kim Shama Tishmu, and the Abbas Hashem Rakechem, Lelechus Bohodorocho, Uledovka Boy, Lahoyres, the Ab, the Zakos, Lahatzig Madregas Adrekas. Now to reach the higher level, which is after Abba, which is called Dvekas, Tzorich Gamkin, she is Chadik Oi Bemida Toyozu, Shel Halicha Bedrocho. What the Chofetz Chaim says, "Dahainu liyos rachum v'goyim al chesed v'zchusle yazu Hashem v'zchased imo v'zakos liyos dovak b'Hashem b'tmidus." If a person continually tries to follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why I chose this sefer, Rabbi, because I think it's so important. If you learn the ways, first of all, you learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you learn how to who He is. That's the first part, and then the second part is it comes over into Musa, and you learn how to behave yourself and conduct yourself in different ways, which is the 13th, which is the nature of Toma Devorah. That's the sefer.
Don't just feel like a sequel of how he answers the Shukin.
So yes. The first derech is how do you reach Yira? It says Halicha b'drachov, and then it says Yira, meaning first Halicha, following it being Rachum and Chanun, and that's how you reach Yira. How do you reach Ava? Because it says v'holach v'bidrochav after Yira and before Ava. So the holach v'bidrochav takes you on to the second level. The third level, it says in the third pasuk, if you look at the maybe you can see the third pasuk brings down that kiyam shomatish mona mitzvah sa shomanech mitzvah eskom la'asoy la'avo sa shom la'lech v'bidrochav after halicha v'bidrochav comes after Ava, before Dveikas. So each time, in order to reach a higher level, you need to go halicha v'bidrochav. Be kind, be generous, be benevolent. But that's the mila. That the mila that we see here is that the only way a person grows is in that derech of halicha b'drachov. Halicha b'drachov. I know if you look in the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Itzela, the son of Reb Chaim Voloshin, brings down that his father always used to stress the importance of lehitiv esabik. You're not here for yourself. You're here to help others. Always, he said, his father, Chaim Voloshin, always stressed the importance of being there for other somebody else rather than just thinking of yourself. Nefesh HaChaim, the Hakdama of Nefesh HaChaim, the Hakdama of Itzela says his father kept on telling him all the time, Lehitiv Esabriyas, always to be mative to others, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chesed Yibon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world like that, and we're supposed to emulate that. And that's what Mila the Sefer will do for us, I hope. Let's just carry on and see what he says here. Ulefi peirush shel HaChofetz Chaim yoytze shekabonas haTorah ha'isa lamdenu hachashivus v'nechitzus shel ma'isa chesed. We learn from this order, the way the HaChofetz Chaim explains, that halicha b'drachah takes you from Yira to Ava to Vekus. We learn the importance of chesed v'rachmonas kidei lahasi ma'alois ha'elyonos shel Yira, Ava u'dvekus v'Hashem. And that's how you climb. You climb through chesed. Avada learning Torah as well, but the nature of Avodas Hashem to reach those levels is always Halicha Bidrachav, looking and following the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then emulating those ways. Ba'ofen shahamadrega shal yira avod beikos heim hatachlis. That's the tachlis. U'maiseh chesed b'halicha bidrachav heim haim tzoyim. And the medium by which you get there is sha'al yideyam yucha lahasik tachlis hamuhukash. And that's how you get there. The middas have to change. The middas have to be worked on. There's a Loshen in the Gaon in Mishlei my brother Zecher Tzadik Livracha used to bring out all the time, that Loshen Nagon brings down that a person must always work on his midas. Im lo lama lo chayim. What's the purpose of living if you don't misaken your midas? Tikkun HaMidas is the whole basis of why a person is here, to improve himself through Torah, through mitzvahs. But the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im lo lama lo chayim. I think it's on the Chachazit ba Musa al Teref. Always strengthen yourself in Musa. Ki hi chayecha. It's your life. Mitzrecha, guard it. Guard your midas, because the midas are what takes you higher to a higher level each time. That's the first part of the introduction of Goldberg. We have to stop here. Rabbi Yisai.